So Bob Geldof, reunited with the Boomtown Rats, it says here, for the first time in 26 years to appear at the Isle of Wight Festival. Did he? So Bob has been quite busy over the last quarter of a century organising charity supergroups for one thing, Live Aid for another, and being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. On the line to make another huge announcement, apparently is the man himself, Sir Bob Geldof. Good morning, Sir Bob.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. How was the weekend?
The weekend could not have been better.
Were you trepidatious? Were you nervous? Do you get nervous?
Yeah, I mean, especially if you haven't played with these guys for 26 years and there's 80,000 people looking at you. Yes.
All right, so now we heard rumours last week of you doing some warm-up gigs. You and the boys, tell us about those first.
Well, we went to a pub in Crawley and it was a freezing evening, and anyone who pitched up got to see the Boomtown Rats in situ. And we had to give it a try out. You know, it's okay rehearsing and stuff, but we had to try the tunes out live, and it was okay. But yesterday was memorable, really memorable in terms of things you remember in your life. The band were just magnificent. It was fantastic.
It says here you introduce your set with the words in the Telegraph, by the way. This is on page 15. Ooh! We're the Boomtown Rats. We are marvellous. We are magnificent. We are the living Mount Rushmore. Good for you. What time were you on?
I said we are monumental. We are living Mount Rushmore.
Okay. What time did you get on stage?
About 3:30.
All right, and were they just playing? I mean, you know, was this a no-lose situation for you? Could you possibly have messed this up?
Yeah, we could have very easily. Very nervous. Hadn't played those songs for ages. We had to remember that a huge bunch of that audience had never heard them. It is the weirdest thing to see tens of thousands of 14 and 15 year olds jumping up and down singing She's So 20th Century, She's So 1970s. And yeah, we could have, but I was up for it because I'd just done two festivals in Germany the 2 days before with my own crowd, so I was used to the enormous crowd, and I'd got used to sort of talking to that number of people and having a laugh with them, really. And I did have a laugh, and you know, as the Telegraph reported, like, I think I even probably pre-announced us as the greatest rock and roll band in the world. I mean, I wasn't messing around yesterday.
Well, that's absolutely fair enough, of course. You're allowed to say that about yourself.
Of course.
And is there anything you'd forgotten about being on a stage in front of so many people that suddenly came back to you?
I do my own thing, as you know, so being on a stage is what I want to do all the time. But as I say, not having played with those guys for that length of time, you don't know what's going to happen. But the power of that band, I'd forgotten about. That's the reality. Were we any good in the first place? Why have the songs endured? Why do you still hear them? And the reason, I think, was that I could have written them yesterday, looking after number one, Rat Trap, Banana Republic. You know, I don't like Mondays. Only last week, some lunatic in America shot another 8 people, his parents, his friends. And you'd think all that would have stopped. You'd think that when we wrote those songs, when we couldn't get jobs, Rat Trap and all that, that would change. That hasn't changed. And so the songs became not nostalgia, they became relevant again, and therefore they had meaning to me again. I heard those words again, and I became sort of annoyed and angry again. So I sang them with conviction, and the band, I forgot the power of that crowd of guys, that random crowd of guys that we met one night in a pub, got together and made a group. I forgot the power of that band and what they put behind those words, and so it works.
And 27 years on, how are the energy levels?
Very high. I mean, I was leaping around like a lunatic. It's very embarrassing. What can I say? It is not becoming for a man of my great age. But I got a snakeskin suit made for myself. I thought, how am I going to beat Boomtown Bob again? How am I going to get back to him? And I thought, I know, I'll get a snakeskin suit made for myself. So I went down to Mr. Batty in Brick Lane, and he had some, you know, they print the snakeskin onto hide, and he went to Nottingham to get the right colour, and he made me a made-to-measure pretend snakeskin suit, which I think the crowd deeply appreciated, because I asked them what they thought about it, and as one they rose in approbation. So the snakeskin suit was worth the price of admission.
Alright, well, the morning after the valediction of the night and the weekend before from your gigs in Germany as well, what else do you have to tell us?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have been on this call, I wouldn't be about to tell you this if yesterday had been a disaster, but I can assure you, you know me, so I'm telling you. you know, subject to yesterday going okay, Live Nation had said, look, you know, if you're up for it, if it goes great and we think it will you do a tour? And I said, yeah, okay, if it goes well. So October, November, we're going to do the whole country and Ireland. So it'll be fun right through October into November. We'll do all the O2s, which are properly rock and roll, and that's what we are. We are a great rock and roll band, so we'll do that, and I'd be thrilled.
All right, pal. Well, listen, I know you couldn't come on this morning. You couldn't come on last week because you're busy. But please come and see us before that happens live in the studio.
Thanks, Chris. I will do, mate.
All right, pal. Bob Geldof, there you go. Literally from the rat's mouth.